Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 4, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. You don't have a mic yet. Okay.
Nunam pramata kurute vikarama yad indriya pritiya aprinoti nasadhumanye yata atmanoyam asannapi kleshada asadeha.
When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it is not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after the other. Then just translate this.
This is... Oh, I need this. This is a verse which Srila Prabhupada often quoted. And even when he didn't directly quote the verse, it's a theme or group of themes that he often spoke of. Pramataha, the word here, means insane. Very, totally, very seriously insane. Insane is already serious, but pramata means highly insane. This is a description of every living entity in the material world. Why is an insane person called insane? What are the characteristics of an insane person? They act in a very strange way. And they act in a manner that is not for their own self-interest. Just like sometimes you see a madman in the middle of the street, at least in India. We don't see it in the Western countries, but in India it's quite common to see someone completely filthy. They didn't bathe since they came out of their mother's womb, and directing the traffic. And no one takes him seriously, but he thinks he's directing the traffic. Now, physically, he's quite capable. He could live like any other person. He could have a job working in a factory, working in a field, or have his own business, or be a film star, or there are so many different occupations, but he doesn't do that. Physically, he's capable, but his mentality is such that he doesn't know how to act for his own self-interest. That is the description of an insane person. Now, in this verse, Rishabhdev says that everyone in the material world is insane. Now, this isn't just calling names. Rishabhdev explains why everyone in this material world is insane.
The mic comes in front of your mouth, then speak. Otherwise, the beginning is lost and people don't understand what you're saying.
Rishabhdev says that people act for the sake of sense gratification. Thus, they perform sinful activities which cause them to get another material body. One after another, again and again and again.
This is the situation. Again and again getting born, again and again dying, on and on and on. We achieve birth, death, old age, and disease. Adhyatmik, adhipotik, adhidaivik, klesh, the threefold miseries. Hunger, thirst, fear, depression, frustration, anger, and so on and on and on. What is our gain? What is the positive thing that we get? That Prahlad Maharaj describes. Yan maithuna adigrihamedhi sukham hitucham. The very insignificant pleasure, sensual pleasure, that specifically sexual pleasure. So Rishabdev very correctly analyzes that this is totally insane. We put all our energy into creating a situation which simply causes us suffering. This is called apaswartha parayana, being very much attached to that which is not in our self-interest. So, generally we think that swarth means getting money, that's the first thing. And then, ato griha kshetra sutapta vitaya, money, home, friends, family, children, I, me, and mine, aham ameti. Srila Prabhupada, another of the verses which he would quote often is from Prahlad's teachings. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. People do not know that their actual swart, their actual self-interest, lies in Vishnu. Durashaya bahiratamanina. They are hoping hopelessly that everything will be very nice, but it won't be. And what is their swart is not what they think is their swart, their self-interest. It's not. It's bahirat. It's external to them. There's no actual relationship with them. As Srila Prabhupada quotes in the purport which we just read, asango hi ayam purusha. We, the living jiva, spirit soul, we have no actual connection with this material situation. But people take the material situation very seriously. And we measure our worth, our art, in terms of how much we can develop materially. If someone has a lot of money, artha, we think he's very important. If someone has not got much money, he's nirartha, useless, meaningless. Not only individuals, but whole nations their value is judged according to their material status. So throughout the world, generally it's thought that America is very important. Why? They're not culturally, not in terms of spiritual knowledge, because they had lots of money and military might. You can see the ups and downs of America. In the 1930s, it was very economically depressed. In the 1940s, they were fighting in the World War. In the 1950s, everything was wonderful. America's so great and wonderful, on top of the world. They were very optimistic. Then in the 1960s and 1970s, they again felt they were in a crisis. because the young people were rebelling against the materialistic society. They got entangled uselessly in the Vietnam War. Then the next generation came up, and in the 80s and 90s, they were very much into making money. And now, finished. America's greatness is, it's all over. It's all on the way down now. Just a few years ago, America was considered unassailably the world's most powerful nation. Now they're in big trouble. They're talking about a crisis. But in China, they're not talking about a crisis. In China, they're thinking our economy is expanding, we're becoming so powerful. So like this, whole nations, they can go up and down and up and down and up and down, and then they go all the way down. But what's the use? Even if you're in a rich person in a rich and powerful nation, still we have to suffer birth, death, old age, and disease. In modern science, they made so many discoveries. They did so much research. But they never considered that on the karmic platform, for every action, there is a reaction. They think they can kill animals and have prostitution and pornography and make wars and destroy the earth, and there'll be no reaction. These sinful activities, they are called vikarma. They're activities which no sane person should perform. In one purport in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's to the verse Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manusha Janma Ja Janma Shata Kari Karo Para Upaka, that one born in the land of India as a human should make his life successful and do good for others. Now in the purport of that verse, Srila Prabhupada writes that people in India, they fear these sinful activities, meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, and intoxication.
The four activities they should not do.
Yeah, they fear these activities. They know that these activities are sinful, and therefore they do not want to take part in them. But now that has changed. We see that, especially on Sundays, it's a very bad day in India for chickens and goats. Openly in all the towns, there's so many dead animals are displayed for sale. It's become a normal thing for people to eat meat and fish and eggs. And even so-called vegetarians, they all eat garlic and onions, which according to Shastra, that is Amisha, which is in the same category as meat. People don't care. They don't think that they will have to get a sinful reaction. This is madness. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam was composed by Vyasadeva, particularly to give the light of spiritual knowledge to people in Kali Yuga who are very much insane and very much addicted to sinful activities. Krishne swadhamo pagate dharma jnana dibhi saha kalo nashta drishamesha puranarko dhunoditaha. Who can give the translation of this verse in Telugu or English? Not you. Or you. Who can give the translation of this verse?
You have to say it in Telugu.
So we have to distribute these books very widely so people can get knowledge
They don't even know that they're performing sinful activities. And there's all this discussion about Christian conversion. But what difference does it make? You know, either they're Hindus and they go to hell, or they're Christians and they go to hell. They'll all meet up in the same place. Christians think they're going to heaven. Their idea of heaven is to have lots of meat and alcohol and all these things. That is hell. Hindus, they don't care nowadays. Eating meat, drinking wine, illicit sex, gambling, everything. So we should distribute these books and give people actual spiritual knowledge. And the followers of Srila Prabhupada, they should study these books. One thing I'm seeing, it's quite normal among our devotees. They may be initiated 5 years, 10 years, and they never read Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam. So we would like to propose that, presumably all of you are coming regularly, because to come from the city to here, it's not so easy to come. So our proposal is that you make a program to, all of you should read all of Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Acharya means what? For what purpose should we go to a guru? Tad vijnanartham sagurum eva bhikachet. One should approach a guru for the sake of getting that scientific knowledge of spiritual understanding. Srila Prabhupada has given that knowledge in these books. And it is a great cause for celebration that the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is now, with Srila Prabhupada's commentary, is available in Telugu. Now yesterday, one lady, I was asking her to read Prabhupada's Bhagavatam. She said she's reading Potana Bhagavatam. And I don't know Telugu, so I can't make any commentary about Potana Bhagavatam. She told me it's a very sweet language. So that is very nice. Krishna is very sweet. But the commentary that Srila Prabhupada gives is exactly pertinent to every conditioned soul in the modern age and throughout the course of time. Just as in the verse today, Rishabhdev Bhagavan pinpoints the madness of the material situation, Srila Prabhupada, he dilated on these points. Srila Prabhupada exactly found out what is the disease that we're all suffering from.
He's picking his nose and then he's going to put his hand all over the books.
Mayavad, scientism, bogus religion, all these points, Srila Prabhupada showed how we are being misled by this. That word scientism, that's a new word. It means dogmatic belief in science. You could call it vijnanavadam, I guess, if you wanted to make up a word in Indian languages. Dogmatic belief. Science is going to make life better for us. So I request you all to make a program to enrich your spiritual life in a manner that you cannot imagine by carefully studying all of Srila Prabhupada's books. A very good program for everyone's spiritual advancement is TV out, Bhagavatam in. If after coming to Srila Prabhupada's International Society for Krishna Consciousness, you're still watching that nonsense thing called the TV, then you haven't heard even one word from Srila Prabhupada. So get all that nonsense out of your consciousness. Flood your consciousness with the spiritual sound that comes from Krishna, from Vyasadeva, from Srila Prabhupada. We also have the Srila Prabhupada's recordings of Srila Prabhupada's lectures, conversations. So that's all available now. At least those of you who understand English, you can take advantage of this and fill your ears with the sound of the spiritual world, the Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Okay, that's my message for today. Read Prabhupada's books, hear Prabhupada's lectures, become a follower of Srila Prabhupada, and don't be victimized by this insane so-called civilization. Probably everyone's asking, when's the prasada? It's quite late now, isn't it? But anyway, yeah.
So, he has a question. His question is that in previous life, he's asking about previous life and next life. In this life, he's a Muslim. He's already married to a Muslim. And then he was also, he's a devotee now. So will there be a next life for him or not? Or in this life itself, he will get Krishna? That is his question. Yeah, by birth, he's also a meat eater.
Have you ever read Bhagavad Gita? Ever heard of Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
What's Krishna's last instruction in Bhagavad Gita?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. Give him a Bhagavad Gita. He needs a Bhagavad Gita. This is basic understanding. All right, you tell.
Can I tell?
Gaurav se kaho ham Hindu hai, lekin ham ek Bhagavad Gita ka shlok nahi jante. Even the most important verse, they have no idea. Have you ever heard of Ajamil? All right, give him a set of Srimad Bhagavatam also. Please. Certainly, Krishna will deliver us from all sins if we surrender at his lotus feet. Please also read the book so you can understand all these points.
Another question is in English.
Read it out.
Can you please specify where exactly we find the description regarding garlic equal to meat eating?
Regarding?
Eating garlic is equal to meat eating.
Iti Sushrama, so I have heard. This we often find in the Bhagavatam, this statement, so I have heard. I've heard several times from reliable authorities. But anyway, you want to do some research on that and find that out? Oh, actually it's there in the, that's mentioned in the Manu Samhita, that it's completely banned. But that it's included in Amish, I don't know, maybe in Ayurveda.
Shiminchali. I'm a basically Ayurvedic doctor. My father also Ayurvedic doctor. In several medicines, we prefer the garlic.
Yeah.
Because through that garlic recording.
In some medicines, there's meat also.
Pardon?
In some Ayurvedic medicines, there's meat also.
Yes. Definitely, I agree with you, sir. But
that's not for Vaishnavas.
Yeah. Now, actually, I am not prescribing any medicines which is prepared by meat. Because in Ayurveda, in mentally disordered conditions and which is the muscle wasting conditions, we prefer that Ajamamsa Rasayanali here. Which, yeah. But now I am not prescribing. But it is too tough to practice to me. Without garlic, what are the medicines actually? So many medicines based upon the garlic substance. Because one tab, one is Lasana Dvati.
You do research and find out.
Yeah, I
got. Just listen. Meat also has benefit. Wine also has benefit. Drinking wine also has, if you take in small quantities, it's also good, but that doesn't mean we should take it. Probably if you ate your baby, it would also give you some nourishment. Right? That doesn't mean we eat it.
But
you see, this is the idea is there that what is good for the body, that is the highest good. But that is not accepted by transcendentalists. Probably eating human babies would be very good for health. But we don't do that. To give an extreme example, which Srila Prabhupada often gave. And as far as I understand, much of the Ayurvedic treatment, that was for the kings, for the rajas, because they had to have very good health. It's not that everyone would have so much intricate treatment, but the kings, they had to have strong physical health. So the rajas, they may, under certain circumstances, eat meat and all this, but that's not meant for Vaishnavas, not meant for, yeah. So Ayurveda, so much we don't know nowadays. It's the original Ayurveda is not there anyway. It's wrong, but whatever, the original Ayurveda we don't have. We have, what is it? It's Sushruna Charakam. Mm. That's it. So, anything else?
Tell me about Kalimaha's plants.
About what?
Kali.
Kali's plants. He wanted to know Kali's plans.
Why do you want to know Kali's plans? We only know Krishna's plans.
No.
Kali's plan is everyone will go to hell. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plan is no one will follow Kali, everyone will go to Krishna. Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nam Hoite Hoi Sarva Jagate Nishta.
Kali Yuga.
Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. We don't need to translate it actually, I think we'll understand. Nama Hoite Hoi, how do you say that? Nam Se in Hindi. Sarva Jagate Nista. That's all. Yeah. Nama Dwara Sarva Jagat Nistara. Especially actually in the text it's recommended Nam Kirtan.
Mm. Japa
is included in Kirtan. But Kirtan is